or see Sam or Lori, I don't think Lori is here tonight, during the break or after the meeting, so we may contact you as a 10-minute speaker. Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Ski from San Marcos.
I'm Ski Alcoholic. I want to welcome anyone that's just starting out. I hope you get this. Congratulations on the tokens and the cake. Celebrating is a big deal. Every day is important. And any visitors, welcome. My sobriety date is December 27th, 1986. My sponsor is her husband, Ken M. And my home group is the Lounge Lizards Friday night men's meeting in Escondido. 10 minutes. Okay, I'm just going to share what happened then. being a 10-minute speaker is kind of like a puffer for Shirley. You know, it's kind of get the crowd going, and I hope I can get that started. I came to Alcoholics Anonymous. Because of how I felt. I'm sure everybody understands that. I was getting in a lot of trouble. I was getting drunk drivings. I had like 6 drunk drivings in 4 years. And back then, you can get a couple and it wasn't a big deal. You know, it was just a fine and you didn't even have to go to court. But then it started getting progressively worse, as some of you might have gotten drunk drivings would know. I got court cards, and I remember my first court card. I went to a meeting at Pacific Beach, and I gave her my court card, and when the meeting was over, I wasn't there to get sober. I was just there to take care of this court stuff. I always thought the court cards and all that other stuff was kind of penalties, not people looking for help. And so when I got the court card back, it said, Sue B. And I'm like, I took it back, and I said, hey, you didn't sign your last name. And she goes, well, this is a program of rigorous honesty. We don't give our last names. And I said, well, how's the judge going to know I was here? He goes, well, it's just, he's going to trust you. And I'm like, no shit. So what I did was I went to the bar from the meeting, and I passed the court card back and forth down the bar with a meeting schedule, and I had my friend sign it, you know, Southern Cal, Saturday night speaker meeting, Joe, and I did 30 meetings that night. And I put the court card back in the drawer, and I forgot about it. And I had 90 days, and I had to appear in court again. So just before my court date, I remembered I had to finish that court card. So I took it out, went down to the bar, and I did 60 meetings that night. And as I was leaving the bar, I was drunk, of course. I turned around and knocked my bourbon on my court card. And it was like soggy, you know. It was like, oh, well. So the next day I went and met my attorney in the front of the courthouse, and I gave him this soggy court card. And he goes, what the hell? And I told him what happened. He goes, well, it's too late now. So I'm standing in front of the judge, and he takes his court card, and he's looking at it. And I could tell, he's like, what the hell is this, you know? But he didn't say nothing. So I, you know, you stand in front of a, I don't know if you stood in front of a judge or not. I'm sure I'm the only one. I'm shaking. And, you know, he goes, did you learn anything at these meetings? Yes, Your Honor. What did you learn? I learned I'm an alcoholic, and I'm going to quit drinking. And he goes, congratulations, I'm glad this helped you. And then I went back to the bar and finished drinking that day. It didn't help me. It should have helped me, but I wasn't ready. And the bar I drank a few bars around this area. There was a place called Pal Joey's somewhere around here. Sam was kicked out of there. And Rosie O'Grady's was another one. On Adams Avenue, that was one of my favorites. I remember the Rosie's was owned by an attorney, His name was Ron Stout. He passed away a long time ago. But Ron was my attorney that took care of all my legal stuff, which was quite a bit. And I drank at his bar, so he was getting all my money. And I remember one time we're sitting there, and he goes, hey, Ski, you do glass for a living, right? And I said, yeah. And he goes, I want to put mirrors all along the back of the bar. Can you do that? And I said, yeah, that's what I do. And he goes, how much is it going to cost? And I looked around, and I went, so what do you and I have going on right now? He says, well, you're in the middle of two drunk drivings and one divorce. And I said, okay, we'll call it square. You do those three, and I'll do the mirrors. So that's how I got through that. I wasn't looking for help yet. And then, boy, this is going to go fast. 5 minutes? Shit. I've been penalized for cursing. Pam would know that. I went to a meeting, and I spoke at a meeting one time, and I said the F word like 6 times. 30? Well, what is it with women and their memories? They don't forget shit. And as I was leaving, this woman come up to me and says, you know you dropped the F-bomb 30 times? And I said, no shit. So this is the first time I spoke at the church since. So I'm trying to clean it up a little bit. And besides, I only got 5 minutes. Anyway, what happened was my last drunk driving was my 6th one. The judge sent me to jail for a year. He had enough. You know, I had a bunch of other stuff, honor camps and work furloughs and pulling garbage from the side of the road and all that stuff they do getting up to jail. And finally, he had enough, and he says, I'm going to take you off the street. He says, I'm going to give you a year in jail to figure out what your problem is. And I'm like, Your Honor, I could figure it out in 30 days, you know. I'm trying to plea bargain right there. So he sent me to jail, and before I went to jail, he gave me 30 days to take care of my personal affairs. Now, I don't know about you, but I had no personal affairs at the end. There was nothing. My wife had left me, and I had a lousy apartment with crappy furniture, which I stored. I remember I stored my stuff. I was going to wait for 12 months. I rented a storage unit for $100 a month, and I stored like $50 worth of shit. That's how I was thinking at the time. This is my stuff. I'm not giving away that spool. Anyway, I started coming to Alcoholics Anonymous. I was on my ex-wife's couch, that first wife, and I was 2 days getting ready to go to jail, 2 days after Christmas, and I was looking at her Christmas tree, and something came over me, that moment of clarity, this spiritual awakening. I asked God for help. I said, God, please help me. I can't live like this anymore. I can't take it. I can't take the pain. I can't take the problems anymore. And the thought came to me. It was God talking to me. He says, Ski, you need to go to Alcoholics Anonymous. That's where people like you go. And I've been going ever since, from that first night that I made a decision to go to AA. And I used you guys as my higher power for a long time. I used the fellowship. And later on, I developed a place I could pray and meditate. So I think my time's almost up. I got 2 minutes? Well, I'm going to go over. No. Because it's only Shirley. I'm going to pay for that. I drove her here. I'm going to talk to Ken when I get home. I'll talk to Ken about that. Having Ken and Shirley married and my sponsor, I get it from both sides. You know, there's no getting away from it. Ken tries to fix me, and she tries to fix him. It works perfect. But he couldn't be here tonight because he's laid up with knee surgery. He's had knee surgery. So that was his excuse. Kind of feeble, if you ask me. But I'm the designated driver for Shirley. She calls upon me every once in a while. It was kind of a short drive here, actually. Normally, she says, Ski, I want you to take me to the meeting. I'm speaking. And I said, okay, where are we going? West Los Angeles. Well, let's leave 2 days before we have to be there. I got 1 minute. How much can you say in 10 minutes? I mean, I love Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, it's the best thing ever happened to me. My life has cleaned up over the years. I'm not in any trouble anymore. I'm a law-abiding citizen, and I'm helpful in AA. I sponsor five people, and two of them call me. Well, actually, I sponsor 100 people. I only know of five. So if you're new, I hope you got something out of this. If you didn't, well, listen to Shirley. Thanks for letting me share.